I go in the back and I get my little coffee and I just wave. And you see all these rich people pull up in their Mercedes and they order. It's compliments of the guy sitting over there today. And they look over there and I kind of just come on over. You want to know what's going on? And so when they come up and they like, what's going on here, dude? I'm like, you know, hey, I'm a very successful real estate investor here in your community. And man, I hate it when people call me at night when I'm trying to have dinner or enjoy that free time with my family. So I thought a much greater way just to connect with you would be just to treat you to a cup of coffee on the way to work. Would you have an interest maybe in learning a little bit more about what we do? Sure. Here's my business card. I literally walk out of Starbucks with a stack of cards to the richest people in town that live within 5 minutes of that local Starbucks. These are the $2 and $3 million mansions.
Mic check. I'm good.
Mic check. Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
One of the things that I would love to really find out is some people may not see raising capital for certain things necessary, or they'd be like, oh, I don't need that. I can use my own money. I can use OPM. I can use my own money, my own bank account. But can you walk me through like scenarios of people that have this mindset that I don't necessarily have to do this? Maybe this could be like what investors that are so used to like putting cash in everything, right? Yeah. Like maybe more foreigner people that they pay cash. So, how would we make them see and the possibilities on what things we can actually leverage in real estate? I don't know. It could be an entry fee. It could be just raising the entire amount of the property or the repairs. Like, what are those case studies that you see that people can do with this?
Well, when you raise money from other people, it allows you to just go further, farther, and much faster than you could on your own. You know, let's face it, if you're doing it by yourself, you're limited to your own financial capabilities. You know, maybe you do have money in the bank. Maybe you can put $50,000 to $100,000 into a fix and flip. Great. You know, and maybe you're making seven figures a year. The question largely is, how much wealth do you want to create? How much money can you create? Because if I can show you how to go out and raise $1 million over the next 6 to 12 months, you can take that $1 million that is other people's money and now go much further, farther, and faster than you doing it alone. Why risk your own money when you can use other people's money to build your wealth? Why put your own money at risk? Put that money aside, stack it and rack it, as Bobby Castro, one of my good friends, might say. You see, that's why Robert Kiyosaki said in his book, man, using OPM is a key principle in understanding how to create legacy wealth. I'm talking, you know, some of the students we have in our coaching program, they've got hundreds of millions of dollars already in their real estate portfolio. We got a guy, got about $350 million. Got another guy in Indiana, just talked to today, who's got a couple hundred million. And these guys come to me after being hugely successful, already building hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate. Why? Because they want to get to a billion. And they realize to get to a billion, they can't do it picking up checks for $25,000, $50,000 like they've been doing for the last 10 years. What they need is a guy like me that can teach them, this is how you get into the family office space. This is how you launch a fund. This is how you get broker dealers to raise the capital for you. See, by doing that, they get away from the doctors and the business owners that are giving $25,000 and $50,000 checks. Now they're picking up $5 and $10 million checks. And so as the guy that's done all these things over the course of my career, we can work with newbies that are just getting started. I can work with people that really are doing it, but just want to do it better. Or I can work with people that just want to go to the very next level. So, you know, it really just is largely dictated by like, how successful do you want to be? and how much quicker would you like to get there using other people's money? Because the great thing about real estate that I just love is the leverage aspect. We can literally 5X the equity we bring to a table. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you're buying a piece of real estate for $1 million, you don't have to come up with $1 million. You put 20% down, that's 200. And then you borrow the other $800,000 from a lender. Boom, you're off to the races. So, you know, if you're able to raise money, number one, you can do bigger deals. Number two, you raise $1 million, that gives you the ability now to control $5 million in real estate. And so, you know, we have students that are in our program that literally we've changed their lives. We've taught them how to attract and raise capital. I got one student, Renato, dude, the guy this year's closed on 3 multifamily properties. And he's working on his 4th deal.
Do you suggest that people raise entirety of the property, or there should be like maybe a little bit where they put their own money? Like, should it be the entirety of the property?
You can. You know, you're doing all the heavy lifting. You're the guy that's going to be the Wizard of Oz making the deal work. But, you know, a lot of investors do like to see that the entrepreneur has a little skin in the game. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have all your money at risk, but certainly it's nice to say, hey, you know, I'm investing alongside you. I've got some skin in the game too, because investors do like to see that. Is it mandatory? No. I mean, I know a lot of guys that raise tons of money that don't put a nickel in it. And everything they own and everything that they've ever done is all other people's money. It really just depends on the entrepreneur. You know, I'd rather see somebody that's got some money hire a sales team, invest it back in their business to grow and scale, build that infrastructure. But if you want to put it in the real estate alongside the investors, sure, you can do that too. You bet.
Huge. How would you shape an offer to an investor? Like, you want to raise capital, but how would you shape that offer? Like, I'm going to give this to the investors in a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. What will be the best offers?
So if you're doing just a single deal, for example, you're taking money from an investor and you're flipping a house. You know, I think that the investor's putting up most of the capital, so they're taking the risk. Maybe you give them 60, 70% of the profit and you take maybe 30 or 40 on the back end because you didn't have any money in the deal. That's a pretty fair deal. If you're doing something like a fund, where you're raising money in more of a fund structure, maybe you give the deal or the investors some type of a preferred target return. You say, look, you know, we're collecting rental income. We're going to pay our expenses. Hopefully at the end of every month, there's going to be some money left. And so we're going to distribute that out to you. And it's our intent, hopefully, to pay a 6 or 7% distribution. And then on the back end, once we sell the asset, we're going to split everything with you 70-30. And so you get 70% of all the appreciation. And we take 30% is what we call the general partner for basically doing the deal, operating the property, et cetera. And so, you know, to get 30% of a deal without putting any of your money at risk, it's not a bad way to go. Now, a lot of sponsors or people raising capital will have what we call a waterfall. And they'll say something like, you know, hey, it's a 70-30 split until we get to a 12% return. Once we get to 12%, then it goes to 60-40. So we get a bigger piece of the pie for all the returns above a 12%. So there's many different formulas. There's not a right way or a wrong way. But when you're out there raising money from investors, you want to get a sense of what that market is, kind of what other people are doing so that you can price your offer accordingly. You know, what I mean by that is if you're out there and you're talking to investors and you're pitching a deal that doesn't generate any income for maybe 18 to 24 months because it's a ground up development and you're building something, that might be a little bit harder to pitch than a deal where you're investing in a stabilized investment that right out of the gate, man, is generating cash flow. We're buying this apartment building. Second, we take over literally the next quarter, there's money there because people live in the property and they're paying rent. So every scenario and every opportunity is a little bit different.
Love it. So we cover a little bit of the conversion process. We cover a little bit of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. How is your market out there and what channels do you use? The marketing part of attracting people to invest with you, to raise, yeah, to get the money from them. Like what are your marketing strategies?
You know, the great thing today is it's actually a lot easier to raise capital than it's ever been. And this goes back to 2012 with the Jobs Act. And then in 2015, when the SEC really loosened many of the restrictions that were on investors. We can advertise now for investors. I mean, my God, you can go to Facebook. You can advertise on Facebook and social media and say, hey, join us next week for this free educational webinar. Or you can advertise a specific deal that you might be doing and get people to sign up for an informational webinar or just to get additional information. Now, you can advertise all you want as long as the investors are accredited investors. If they're not, really, you shouldn't even fool with them. Why? Because the SEC says once you work with non-accredited investors, you have much greater disclosure requirements, but also you have to maintain the same level of accounting as a public reporting company. That means audited financials. Well, that's very expensive for a lot of business owners. So I just deal with accredited investors, but you can use social media. Another great way is go to Google. Wherever you live, look for local investor clubs. Now, I don't care if those clubs are talking about the stock market or about crypto or about something else. Just go to show up. Why? Because by definition, everybody that's in an investor club says, I'm an investor. And then once they learn what you do and how you've got this investment in real estate, some of them are going to express interest. Why? Because they're smart enough to know they need to diversify. Diversification is a key.
And you apply this six-step building of trust process. And then
you go. Absolutely. Hey, right. You go every month to, guess what? An investor club that talks about the stock market. And so you get people there talking about shit like Tesla, Amazon, Apple, computer. Great. And then they get around to you. So what do you do? I'm a big time real estate investor. I invest in real estate, but I'm also interested in the stock market. Really? Like, what kind of real estate do you do? Oh, yeah, we do this. We're real successful. Before you know it, you've got people like asking for your business card, asking to have lunch or dinner with you just to connect and learn more about what you can offer them. And so you build that bandwidth. You know, another thing that I do is I go to Starbucks. And I'll go to the Starbucks that is in the wealthiest part of town where all the Mercedes, all the Rolls Royces, all the Porsches pull up every day as those CEOs and those business owners and those rich people are going to work. And what I'll do is I'll go up to the cash register and I'll say, hey, here's my credit card. I'm going to be back here in the corner. When you see me wave, you tell every person that comes up here that whatever they want, compliments of the dude sitting over there. And so I go in the back and I get my little coffee and I just wave. And you see all these rich people pull up in their Mercedes and they order. It's compliments of the guy sitting over there today. And they look over there and I kind of just come over. You want to know what's going on? And so when they come up and they like, what's going on here, dude? I'm like, you know, hey, I'm a very successful real estate investor here in your community. And man, I hate it when people call me at night when I'm trying to have dinner or enjoy that free time with my family. So I thought a much greater way just to connect with you would be just to treat you to a cup of coffee on the way to work. Would you have an interest maybe in learning a little bit more about what we do? Sure. Here's my business card. I literally walk out of Starbucks with a stack of cards to the richest people in town that live within 5 minutes of that local Starbucks. These are the $2 and $3 million mansions. And so I tell people, how'd you like to be able to walk in the front door of the richest families in town? Well, how do I do that? You go to the Starbucks where they buy their cup of coffee every day and you use this little secret. They're like, cute. Man, brilliant. See, now when I call them, there's a sense of reciprocity. It's like instant rapport, like, hey, is this Esteban? Hey, Esteban, this is Brad Blazer. I'm the dude that bought you that cup of coffee. Oh, yeah, that was the cool. They love you.
Yeah.
They feel obligated to talk to you. And it just,
what a great hook.
You know, and I wrote an article about that that's in LinkedIn on my article section if you want to learn more about that secret. But literally, I have students that have now done this that have called me and said, God, it worked like magic. I literally walked out of there like 50 business cards with guys that are CEOs worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And I'm like, yeah, and guess what? They like you. Why? Because all you do is you buy them a cup of coffee.
You see, man, there's so many ways to get creative here. Like,
when you think outside the box and you do creative shit like that to get in front of rich people, it works. You know, I met Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles. He lives right here in Houston. Dude's worth hundreds of millions. He handled basically Chaka Khan, Cool in the Gang. I just reached out to him on LinkedIn. He spoke at multiple events of mine. You know, his daughter is a billionaire, but it's all about the connections. It's adding value in people's lives. And so once you understand some of these key principles, you can build that network and you can raise literally lots and lots of money.
Love that. Round of applause for that, man. And everyone that is listening to this, please make sure that you give us a review if you've gotten some value out of this. I'm going to ask the last question because I'm really, I really appreciate your time, man. I don't want to take too much of your time. I believe that we even deserve a second episode in person here in Miami.
Yeah,
I love to bring you to Miami and have an in-person one. But all right, again, listeners, just share this way. You're going to be able to go to Capital School, capitalschool.com, right?
No, it's actually my website, www.bradblazer.com/capitalschool. But, you know, go there and check out my books. I mean, I'm a three-time author. I got three books. You can buy the one on capital raising, which is called Winning at the Capital Game. So you got a link up there that'll take you to my book section. If you want to learn more about Capital School, of course, you can go to that page and it'll take you to the website, tell you everything that's included, the online membership area with all the courses, the program, the weekly calls, the private Facebook community. We also do events. We're doing a big master class next week on Tuesday on how to get into broker dealers, how to build that distribution. So, you know, once you're in our system, whether we have an email or phone number, you'll be kept abreast of everything we do, as well as our big event. We call that CapitalCon. That is where we bring celebrities, people that really have mastered their craft, like, you know, Kevin Harrington, Sharon Lecter. Who was she? Well, she co-wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad with Robert Kiyosaki, A&E reality TV star Dave Seymour from the hit reality TV show. All these people at my events to add value, to teach you how to do a lot of these different things. And even on our weekly calls in Capital School, I bring a lot of these celebrities. Next week, for example, we have a securities attorney. Well, why is that important? Because you got to make sure that you know what you're doing. So we have securities attorneys that come on to educate and to add value.
Love it. Last question. And this is huge because we are an agency and we do a lot of content. We've been helping a few clients on like content in order to actually raise capital. So you mentioned social media, all right? You mentioned social media. You have a great social media content. I've been seeing your stuff, man. So how can people actually utilize social media content, which is Reels, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and everything, to get attention from individuals that want to get some passive income from real estate or be involved in real estate and ultimately to raise money from these people?
So two ways. Number one is don't be bashful about posting to social media. A lot of people are like, I don't look good. Get over it, man. I mean, you know, you see people every day like Brad Lee and Grant Cardone posting shit every day, man. They got cameras that follow to the bathroom. Just get over it. You know, the more content you post, the bigger the community you're going to be able to build, but be real. The second thing that posting content does is it gives you credibility. If you're rehabbing a house, photograph yourself, show the before and after, show what you were able to do. And then lastly, understand what I said earlier, money follows motion. So think about it. If you go to Facebook and you create a Facebook ad for like, you know, 10 bucks a day, and you say, hey, join me next week for this free informational webinar. I'm going to talk about the many tax benefits of investing in real estate. And you have a link that people can click that signs up and register. You now have got a person's name, an email, and a phone number. That person's a potential investor. So now when you come on and you do your little webinar and you educate, you're now a person of interest, you're a subject matter expert. You follow up on that event next day and you say, you know, hey, thank you so much for showing up on our webinar the other day. Just wanted to reach out and thank you, but also get to know you as a potential partner. I don't use the word investor. I say potential partner. Like, what attracted you to our webinar? And then I just go deep. I say, well, great. Have you ever invested in real estate before? No, I haven't. Oh, well, what interests you? Well, you know, I just sold a business. And the more you get to know, again, it uses that four-step blueprint on the back end of those events. You're eventually going to get to call number four, where hopefully now the person trusts you and they invest with you. But you see, the great thing about social media and kind of what you do is you understand this. You can create a funnel. There's all kinds of things you can do with social media to get in front of investors, because like I said earlier, we can now advertise as long as the person's accredited. So advertise all day long, man. You'll see me on Instagram. You'll see me on LinkedIn. You'll see me on Facebook. You'll see me on YouTube. We got the podcast, Capital Catalyst Show. So everything we do out there, we do for a reason. It's to get the information of potential investors so that we can then market our deals to them whenever we have a deal worthy of discussion.
Do you feel like there's an opportunity for you and me to potentially help your students with social media content,
Absolutely.
Being able to get them into the content game so that it helps with this?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. We have a lot of what I call strategic resource partners. And so when people ask, you know, hey, do I have someone that can help me with my PowerPoint? Bing, call this dude. You have someone that can help me with my social media content? Yep, bing, call this dude. So absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have that conversation with you for sure, Esteban.
Do you have a content partner?
We do, but doesn't mean we can't have another.
All yep. right. Awesome. I'd like to have set that second call.
We'll have that discussion offline. You bet.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Hey, thank you so much for being here in this podcast episode. I think you brought a lot of good stuff. And I have a feeling that you could have continued for a long time. And this would have been. And I love that, man. That's why I want to have you in a second episode and obviously like shake your hand and be like, hey, this is so good. And just be able to have you in person. You're in Houston. I'm going to be in Dallas in 2 weeks for a Go High Level Summit, which is like an app. Like, I don't know if you know about it, but it's a CRM that they use in agencies. And right. I don't know if you happen to be in Dallas, but I mean, if you are, like, might as well, we can grab something.
Absolutely. I've got some clients up there that we work with. So we'll maybe see if we can kill two birds with one stone and build a trip around that event that you're going to be there for. You bet.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you so much, Brad. Everyone that's listening to this, if you got some value, listen to this episode over and over. Make some notes. Go to bradblazer.com and you're going to find everything from Brad Blazer in there, bradblazer.com/capital school. So you find out more about it. And follow Brad Blazer on social media. It's at Brad Blazer. Is that right?
That's it. Yep. On Instagram, it's just the little symbol, whatever it is, Brad Blazer. That's it. Just follow me on social media and also, of course, on Facebook as well. You bet.
Follow him in Instagram. Follow him on TikTok. Are you at TikTok?
Not yet. We're going to be on TikTok big time. We're launching on TikTok here next week.
Mm-hmm. Huge. All right. So follow him on Instagram at Brad Blazer. Yeah. And on Facebook as well. And hope that you love this episode. So see you next time on the RAM Marketing Conversion Series.